Strange Adventure.
Old Don Diego Aguilera sat in the shade of the large cottonwood tree. He was contemplating the cruel fate that was settling upon him. Years ago, the Spanish grandee had been very rich with a great rancho under his command, but the neighboring ranchers had been envious of him. They stole his cattle and burned his crops. But his courage and his hope never diminished. He still held a greater treasure than all the others, his dear wife Raquel. Don Diego and his wife Raquel had one other companion in all their loneliness. It was Lorita, an aged green parrot. She had a great affection for her master and mistress, and showed it in many ways. When the rancher took his siesta under the cottonwood, Lorita had her favorite spot, too. She perched a few yards away on a little bluff near the tree. Dona Raquel often said that Lorita chose this spot so she could watch over her master while he slept. The parrot sat in her accustomed perch in a small bush now. Then she detected a slight movement in the grass a few feet from the old man's chair. A huge rattlesnake came into sight, crawling straight toward her unwary master. The bird's ruff went erect, and she began flapping her wings and screaming in terror and warning. Don Diego leaped to his feet.
Lorita mia, what is wrong?
Then he saw the snake and sprang aside. He picked up a large stone and smashed it down upon the coiling reptile. Lorita looked down at the dead snake and tried to fly to her master, but she found herself entangled in the thorny branches of the bush. Each frantic movement only increased her plight. Don Diego spoke to her reassuringly.
Don't worry, little one. I shall free you.
By using protruding stones and bushes as handholds, the old ranchero climbed up the bluff and freed his imprisoned pet. He began to retrace his steps down the face of the bluff into the dry creek bottom, when suddenly a half-embedded rock came loose, and he clutched frantically at a nearby bush to stop his fall. But the roots failed to hold, and he half-slid, half-scrambled down the bluff, with stones and loose dirt cascading about him. Something gleamed among the stones and rubble that piled into the creek. Don Diego picked up a small stone. It was streaked with gold. On the side of the creek where the slide had started, other stones shone bright in the sun. He had uncovered an outcropping of gold. He became wild with excitement.
Raquel! Raquel, come quickly!
Don Diego placed an arm around his wife's shoulder.
Querida mia, we are rich again. Now we can live once more in comfort and without worry.
The rancher nodded toward the parrot perched upon the chair.
Lorita saved my life, and now she has given us a fortune. Here, querida mia, will be our gold mine, and I want to name it for our pet. We shall call it the Mine of the Parrot.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Haunted Treasure, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.